Miracles still happen. Did you know that? Some of you need to get on with it here. And I hear people say, well, you know, if we just had miracles today. Well, where have you been? We have miracles today. 2 weeks ago, I was standing at the empty tomb in Jerusalem that still testifies about the historical, archaeological reality of Jesus Christ's resurrection. It's still there, friends. It's a fact. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is not a myth. It's not a tradition. It is a reality. I'm talking over 500 eyewitnesses saw Jesus Christ at different places, at different times. And they wrote down a historical record that we still have here today. This is amazing. And if that's not enough, there's millions of people all around this world, right here and now, who've been transformed when they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's moving every bit as much today as He ever has. Christianity baffles skeptics. I mean, they honestly thought, oh, you know what? This is just going to blow by. It's going to die out. But it hasn't died out. Matter of fact, there's more people celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ today than ever has before. It hasn't died out because Jesus Christ is alive. He's not dead. Christianity is exploding around the world because of transformation, changed lives that are happening. Today, I just want to talk to you about the implications of Easter in your life. What does Easter mean to you? What can Easter mean to you? Our cornerstone verse today is Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Whoa. Did you get that? The very same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now available to every one of us. And if the truth were told, some of you here this morning, you've lost faith to believe in the possibility that your life can be dramatically changed. That actually a miracle can happen for you. Today even. That's why it's Easter. That's why Easter comes every year. It's just meant to remind you. Miracles still happen. Yes, they do. And they can happen to you. Because the very same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is here to quicken your mortal body. To make a difference in your life. How in the world can Jesus Christ make a difference in your life? Seriously, that's a question. I mean, I don't even have enough time to begin to answer that. In every way, completely. So I'm just going to give you four ways. Just quickly run through four ways that Jesus Christ and the power of God can make a difference in your life. How about over the power to get past the destructive family backgrounds that you experienced? Why do you have to bring that up? I mean, that's such a sensitive issue to deal with. And it's a holiday and my family's here. And you're going to start talking about that? Really? Yeah, I am. Because you know what? I bump into people all the time who are drowning in a sea of hopelessness because of a sense that something inside of them got broken in their growing up years. And even to this day, they're now a third of the way through their life or they're halfway through their life, and they're starting to believe that what was broken is completely unfixable. It's irreparable. It can't be restored. It's been lost for good. The wrongs that were done to them in their childhood, there's no way that it can be righted. There's an alarming number of people who walk around feeling like they're damaged goods. Oh, they do. And a lot of those people have stopped believing that they can overcome the odds. They stopped believing that a miracle can happen to them. There are people that are looking at me right now. In the families that you grew up in, There was rage and there was shame and there was abuse and there was control going on in your life. There was no such thing as nurturing, loving, just genuine, caring family. And that's affected your whole life, and you've never been able to get beyond that. So many people have been damaged by families that just, they were broken. It's not that they didn't work well. They were flat out busted. And if that's you, I got a word from you from the Lord. It doesn't have to stay that way. Don't give up. Don't walk off the edge into the pit of despair and darkness. Today, I've got great news for you. There is a power that's available to heal you, to bring life back into that wounded situation, to bring wholeness, to bring all the pieces of the puzzle of your broken life back together again. The Bible says there is a loving Heavenly Father whose arms are wide open and wants to adopt you into His spiritual family if you will just say yes. You can be repaired. You can be restored. You can become completely whole. Christians all over the world have formed these little loving communities like we have here, where you come together and you can learn over time what it means to relate in a healthy, wholesome, honest, loving, respect-filled way with each other. It can happen. You can learn that. You know why? Because the power of Easter is available to you right here and right now. And I just want to go on record as challenging you. Come on, give it a try. Right now, give it a try. Why don't you get unstuck? Why don't you let God begin to do a healing work in your life? Okay, so your family didn't work well, and that may be an understatement. But you know what? You've got to take a step. You do. You've got to walk towards hope. You've got to walk towards wholeness. What happened to you is past, but it can ream you even to the present if you're not willing to step away towards Jesus Christ. So here I am, Easter Sunday, you're here for whatever reason, and I am officially challenging you to step towards wholeness. Make up your mind. You know what? I am deciding right now that spiritual development is an absolute priority in my life, because when I get that right, everything else begins to fall into place. Let's just figure out what does this Bible mean to me? Is it really real? You mean, are you trying to tell me that even right now, when I come from a messed up family and I'm pretty much messing up my family? Are you telling me that I can get into a spiritual family and I can be reparented by a loving Heavenly Father who cares for me? That's exactly what I'm telling you. But you've got to take a step. And it's a step of faith. You've got to reach out. Some of you are breathing real deeply right now, like, whoa. There's a whole other group of people that are here this morning that are in desperate need of an Easter miracle. Number two, you need the power to heal from a devastating loss of some kind. Some kind. I spoke with a woman who lost her husband, and she said, I feel like Mount Everest is sitting on my chest. It's just crushing what's left of my life right out of me. She was so overwhelmingly sad about the loss of her best friend. There's people in this room that can relate to what I'm talking about. My wife and I, we've lost all four of our parents. Many of you have too. Or you've lost a spouse, or you've lost a child, or you've had a miscarriage. And you know exactly what that is feeling like. I wonder if I'm ever going to get over this loss. It's just haunting me. Some of you have lost marriage partners. You've lost children through the agony of divorce. Some of you, this is your very first Easter that you've been alone. Yeah, Some of you have lost your health, and you are sitting there looking at me, and you are wondering if this is the last Easter that you'll see. No, this is not a downer, folks. I'm getting ready to give you the upper side of this, but I want you to understand. Some of you are laying there with Mount Everest on your chest, and you're wondering if you're going to be able to survive this thing. And this Easter morning, first thing I got to ask you is, you got a plan? What is your plan? If you don't do anything, I guarantee you, you will most definitely sink into a deeper, darker pit of darkness and depression than you ever imagined was possible. But right here, right now, part the curtain. Jesus Christ wants to say to you, don't go there. You don't have to give in to that. Yes, Jesus himself knows the pain of being betrayed. He knows the pain of darkness and being left alone and having his dearest family and friends say, I don't even know the man. He went through the agony of the cross. He went through the pit of the tomb. And in the midst of all that, right now, where you're at, Jesus is saying to you, I am a loving God. And I see where you're at, and I care more about you than you could even possibly know. How much does he care about me? Well, the Bible says that he sees every single one of your tears, and he collects them in a bottle. Not one of them is wasted. Now that's love. That's incredible. And God gives us these Christian communities called churches, where people who are brokenhearted begin to come together. And by the power of God, he begins to mend us in ways that we couldn't even dream about before. Where people who are in full-blown despair come into this place and they begin to hear the worship. And just the atmosphere begins to change them, and they begin to walk out encouraged. A hope, a flicker. And the process has begun in their lives. Let me give you the Easter message. The Easter message is the power that brought Jesus Christ back from the dead is available to you. The very same healing, comforting power of God is right here, right now. But you have to appropriate it. You have to take advantage of it. I love the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Where, listen to these words. Come unto me. If you're weary, if you're heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now that's all predicated on the very first word. Anybody who read in here, what's the first word? Who's got to do that? Yeah. He already came to us. Now we've got to respond. Who's got to take the first step of faith? It's us. Who's got to reach out to the one that's already reaching out to us? We do. And he's reaching out to us in his crazy kind of love. There are some people in here today whose families didn't work very well. There's some people in here today that are still trying to get over a devastating sense of loss. And Jesus brought you here today for this message of hope. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is available for you. There's another group of people here that absolutely really need a miracle. And it's time to get really, really quiet because nobody wants to talk about this. But I had this crazy notion that every once in a while, maybe I should bring it up. It's number three. The same power that raised Christ from the dead wants to break you free from the secret, destructive habits. There are people that are here right now who are in an absolutely desperate place in their lives. They need a miracle. They've got a secret habit. It's a crippling, destructive pattern that's going on in your life, and you just can't seem to shake it. Nobody else, a very few at least, just know about it. I mean, if it was advertised right here, you'd just crawl into a hole and try to hide. You know, it'd be the most embarrassing thing. You want to talk about a hopeless feeling? That's what I'm talking about right now. This horrible, horrible feeling of this destructive habit that's just slowly sucking away your life. It's going right out of you. And you feel absolutely powerless to break free from it. You've tried everything. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you are feeling that way today, right now. You are very, very alone in the middle of a group of people. And you're so alone. It wasn't that many years ago that I built friendships with some people who had addictions. And I mean, we've had Celebrate Recovery going on here for 10 years now. I mean, this July, it's 10 years, never missed a week. Because that's where we came from. That's who we were. That's where Jesus Christ meets us, is in the middle of our brokenness. That's my message right here, right now. So I want to get to know these people who've got these addictions. And I mean, I've got a doctorate. I've got theological degrees. I understand this kind of stuff. So in my wise and sensitive ways, as I just get together with them, I just said, why don't you just stop it? Why don't you just walk away from it? I mean, what are you thinking? Here's the key. You admit it and you quit it. Done. And I had a gutsy friend just put his arm around me and just start walking away and saying, with me right here, Harlan, you know, I so appreciate your deep wisdom and all your caring sensitivity to my situation. But can I tell you, just it's not quite that easy. Let me be a little frank with you. You don't understand a bit what you're talking about. I mean, if it was that easy for any of us, don't you think we'd all be free? Since then, I've learned a lot about addictions. Scientists, well, they made cocaine available to this troop of monkeys. You might have heard it before, but I'll tell you what. All they had to do was go over and hit a little lever, and when they hit that little lever, the feeding tray would give them a hit of cocaine. Once the monkeys got addicted to the cocaine, which didn't take them any time at all, they were free to go over and hit that lever anytime they wanted to, and they'd get a hit of their cocaine. Anytime they wanted it. All the monkeys, just about like that, became addicted to cocaine. Every single one of those monkeys died from an overdose. They killed themselves. You know what I found even more interesting than that? Was when you took an addicted monkey who was ready for their next fix, and they went over and they pressed the lever down, and the fix was withheld from them, they would push the lever down again. Do you know how many consecutive times they would grab that lever and pull it down on the average? 12,800 times! Over and over and over and over and over again. 12,800 times those monkeys would just be pulling the lever. I can hear them. I've got to have it. 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 And then I began to understand what my friends were going through. They were in the grip of an addiction. And there is a very real power that some people just absolutely don't understand. And there are people that are looking at me right now, and you're addicted to work. You're addicted to food. You're addicted to gambling. You're addicted to sex. You're addicted to drugs. It's no wonder to me when people finally reach that place, they just lose any hope of ever getting set free from whatever it is that's got a grip on them. I mean, they've tried over and over again. They promised themselves a million times and everybody around them. I mean, it's just no wonder to me, and it shouldn't be any wonder to you, why people just cash in at a certain point in their life and they just throw up their hands and they just say, I'm a hopeless case. In 2016 alone, we're just talking a few months ago, One porn website got 23 billion visits. I had to just do the math on that. That's 729 people per second. That's 64 million a day. Let's put it into hours. No, you know what? We can't put it into hours because you wouldn't get it. Because if you try to put it into hours, it equals 5,246 centuries of time watching porn in 1 year. I said 5,246 centuries of time. By far, the most hits come from college students. And I'm just thinking to myself, what a tragic picture. Here's a young man, and now a third of porn addicts are women. Here are these young college students that have got their whole life out in front of them. Jesus Christ died for them and rose from the grave to set them free, and they are glued to their laptops being eaten alive by their lusts, leading them down a road, a spiral and flushing toilet that they have no idea where the depths are even going to get into. And you hear about it on the news every single day. Raping, killing women, children, pornography, losing their jobs, losing their families, just destroying their lives. What kind of a future is that anyhow? Where is this leading us to? When addiction gets a hold of you that is that powerful that you don't have the power on your own to break it, what are you going to do? Where are you going to turn? Who are you going to call? And the Bible says, look, even if nobody else knows about it, the problem is you do. You know it yourself. You know that something's got power over you, and you've tried and tried and tried, and you've lost all hope. But I'm telling you, as long as there's air in your lungs, as long as there's blood running through your veins, you can still be set free by the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ. The very same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to those of you who will just believe, who will just surrender, who will just open it. You say it's such a long shot. That's Easter, friends. Easter's all about a long shot. You got to believe in the long shot. It's called a miracle. That's what God specializes in. And I just want to jump up and down and say to you, miracles still happen today. There's miracles sitting all around you right now. But I also want to say that all the power in the world absolutely doesn't matter one bit if you don't plug into it. You can have all the potential in the world, but you got to plug into the power. And if you're one of those people with a destructive pattern, habit in your life, the very first thing you do is you wave your white flag of surrender to heaven and you just cry out, oh God, please help me. And that's when Christ's power, the miraculous power of God, begins to work in your life. You got to come out of the darkness, friends. You do. You've got to admit it. That's the very first step. Yeah, you admit it. You're honest. Get honest. That's your first step towards you being free. And I'm telling you, today is the perfect day for some of you to decide that you're going to walk towards freedom, that you're going to tap into the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. There are so many people that are sitting here today. You are trophies. You are testimonies of the liberating power of the resurrected Christ. They're all around you, friends. So often I have people that will walk up to me and they'll just say, and it's kind of like code language, you know, 7 months. I know exactly what they mean. And I will grab their arm. More likely, I'll put my arm around them and give them a big hug. And I'll just say, thank you, Jesus. That's how long they've been free from that addiction that had a hold of them. And their life is being changed. And some of you need to know that power today. Easter Sunday, the ultimate miracle happened today. But that miracle can happen in your life today too. You bet it can. You just got to believe it can happen. You've just got to step out by faith. Head towards the ones whose arms are outstretched towards you right now, who can set you free. And lastly, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ wants to break you out of the monotony of the ordinary. This is something I experienced when I was like 19 years old, and I just said, Jesus, help me never go back to that. Some of you are just marking time. Some of you are just on the old hamster treadmill. Same old, same old, same old, same old. Some of you are still looking forward to playing the same old games again and again and again and again. And I got to stand here before you today and say, there is so much more. Some of you way down deep inside, you want to believe that the miraculous can happen in your life. That you can have a fresh start in your life. The same power that brought Jesus Christ back from the dead is able to empower your life. Jesus not only was set free, but He is setting people free all the time. He's changing the quality of your life. He is changing the adventure quotient of your life. He is setting you free in such a way that it's not only affecting your life, but it is affecting the lives of the people that you come in contact with. It's like, who are you and what have you done with Harlan Mattson? I know the old Harlan. I don't know this one. It's the power of Jesus Christ inside of you. So let me just ask you a question. Will you let Easter inspire you? Will you let what happened to Jesus Christ happen to you? Will you reach out for a miracle? Will you humble yourself and get honest and decide you're going to stop playing games so that Jesus Christ can set you free? Do you need a miracle? What kind? What kind of miracle? Get specific. You say, I need a miracle to get over my destructive family background. Somebody say, I need a miracle to get over the devastating loss that's just been eating me alive. Somebody say, I just need the power to break free from this destructive habit that has ruined me and ruined everything I've come in contact with, ruined everything that I love, everybody that I love. Some of you say, I need the power of God to break out of the monotony of my ordinary life. I want to truly live. I wish I could just take 30 more minutes and talk about the life that God's given Jerry and I. A life more than abundant. And how the people that don't have life try to suck it out of you. Try to calm you down. Try to get you to sit down and just get ordinary again. Do not give in to that, friends. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to break you out of it right now by the power of God. And I'm telling you that there's a resurrected Jesus Christ that hears right now, and He is wanting to say to you, I love giving out miracles. That's when I'm at the top of my game. I love doing the long shot stuff just for you. Will you trust me? Will you lay hold of the promises that I have given you in the Word of God? Will you grab hold of the power that I have for you? Just reach out and grab a hold of it right now. Why don't you be a miracle? Why don't we stop talking about miracles and why don't you start becoming that miracle? Let me loose in your life. And I'll not only change your life right now, but I'll change your life now and for all of eternity. And then I'm going to use your changed life as a testimony of how I can change people's lives around you. As a testimony of the power of my Holy Spirit in this world today. I will use your testimony. I look all over this room and think, you know, we could have people lined up both walls and down the aisles that have experienced the power of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth that know exactly what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, they're praying for you right now. They're praying, oh God, let them hear these words. Spark them by your Holy Spirit. Would you just bow your head with me, please? I want to pray over you. Dear Heavenly Father, I am so glad that today there is an empty tomb in Israel. Right now, I am just praying for a living Savior whose resurrection defied all the odds to come alive in us right now. Better yet, I am so glad that you've made the very same resurrection power available to the likes of somebody like me. And everybody else in this place. And so God, I just pray that on this day of hope, that anybody within my earshot range who needs a miracle would just reach out to you. Reach out their hands to you. Because you're reaching your hand out to them right now. Whosoever will may come and drink freely of this water of life. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. Friend, it starts with you. It starts with you surrendering your life. Surrendering your hurts. Surrendering your hopelessness to Jesus Christ. Give it to Him. Invite Him to come into your life. If that's you right now, I just want you to raise your hand right where you're at. That's me. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. New beginnings today. Easter Sunday 2017. People raise their hands right here and right now for that transforming power to come into their life right now. Pray with me. Just everybody, just pray out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I surrender my life to you. Fill me. Take charge. Let your power flow through me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. For those of you that raised your hands this morning for that, we have a yes table right in the back, right in front of the sound booth. And it just says yes. There's free Bibles there. There's all kinds of free material there. You can meet Natalie and Anthony are there. You can show up down here at Denny's and have a cup of coffee with them on Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock, and just talk whatever you want to talk to about them. Just take advantage. This is the biggest decision of your entire life right here. That stone-cold heart of yours began fresh and new and alive right now when you prayed that prayer. For some of you, you're Christians. You're Christians, but it's time for you to acknowledge. You've never got honest about the effect that your destructive family's had upon your life. You've heard the saying over and over again, broken people break people, hurt people. And you've tried to mend it yourself, and you've tried all the psychotherapy and analysis and books and tapes and seminars and pills and everything you can imagine, but when it's all said and done, the hurt is still there, the pain is still there, it's very real. Because you need the power of Jesus Christ. You need to get honest. You need to speak it out. There's some of you that are right now, you've got such a weight on your chest because of losses that have happened. Oh my goodness. Jesus wants to lift the load. He wants to roll the stone away. There's others of you that are here right now. You've got a destructive habit. It's eating you for lunch. You feel so much shame. You feel so much pain. You're working so hard to keep it under wraps. It's destroying you and everything you love. You're a Christian. But these things are haunting you because you need the power of God. You need to stop trying to live like the world and think you're still getting to heaven kind of thing. And I'm not going to go there, but I'll tell you what. You need a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. And some of you, even as I say it to you, you know it's true. You need to break out of the ordinary. You need to start living an extraordinary, Christ-centered Christian life. You need to get the adventure back into your life. Just bow your heads with me. If that's you, you're a Christian, but you're struggling in one of those areas, I want you to raise your hand right now and say, that's me. It doesn't happen until you admit it. All over the sanctuary, people are raising their hands. And you can lower them right down again. Jesus, thank you for every person that raised their hands. Thank you for every person that decided to walk into the light. Thank you for every person that decided, I'm going to get honest right here and right now. I'm going to raise my hand. Father, I just thank you that your power is available right here. I pray that they would follow up on that admission and that they would tell a trusted friend that understands the power of God and the power of addiction and how the power of God trumps the power of addiction. If we'll just do certain things. And it started right here, right now, with that admission. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless these people. Bless these people. Let today be a new day, a new beginning, a fresh start. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we have our offering that we're going to be taking up, the tithes and offerings right now. Come prepared to do that. I know many of us go ahead and send them in. Ushers, if you'd come forward at this time, we have a scripture verse that comes up here. It's found in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. True humility and the fear of the Lord. What does that lead to? Riches and honor and long life. That's the word of God right there. So you humble yourself. You decide, I'm going to do it God's way and not my way. And you watch the difference that happens. I just want to pray over that offering that you've got in your hand or that came in the mail this week or that you're going to put through on push pay, whatever method it is you use. Jesus, I just pray your blessing upon these people. I thank you for them. I thank you, Father, for being alive and being our provider, being our sustainer, going ahead of us and making a way where there seems to be no way. There's some people right now today that need a miracle in their finances, and I just pray that over them right now today, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Enjoy this song with us, and when it's complete, Aaron will dismiss us.